Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay and had a good weekend. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. It's Monday the 8th of June. And first on today's episode, this is one of our most read stories on the website today. Bosses in Ashford have launched an investigation into a new build estate in the town following complaints from residents there. Now, people living in homes on Nightingale View in Ham Street have reported cracked footpaths, dead trees and patchy dying grass. The developer insists it's working on a plan to get the area up to scratch. But the council say they're looking at whether any planning breaches have occurred. Well, reporter Louis Walker has been covering this story and joins me on the podcast now. Louis, thanks ever so much for being on the episode. So you've spoken to residents in a bit more detail. Can you tell us what some of the issues they've been dealing with are?
So people began moving to Nightingale View in Ham Street near Ashford in 2023, excited about the quiet village setting, with some even snapping up properties off plan. But for more than 2 years, householders have bemoaned issues with the site's landscaping, including cracked footpaths, dead trees and patchy and dying grass. An amenity area with benches and bins has also not been installed, which residents say is another example of basic infrastructure yet to make it to the site. All in all, they were promised a dream house in a lovely landscaped environment, which would form a natural extension to the village. But it's now a bit of a nightmare for everyone living there.
And how much have residents been paying in service charges, Louis? And what does that actually cover?
Yeah, so last month, maintenance of the estate was transferred to Gateway, a property management firm based in Essex. But Vistry originally quoted residents £245 a year for the service charge. But now Gateway say this has increased to more than £600 without any explanation. The fee covers 22 visits a year for grass cutting, litter removal, plant management and tree pruning. But Gateway are yet to explain why there's been this increase in the charges.
And as I mentioned at the start, we understand concerns are now being investigated.
Yeah, so the concerns have led Ashford Borough Council to take action. There's a landscape master plan submitted to ABC as part of the original planning application, which showed grassed areas, hedgerows and tree planting that's really yet to make its way to the site. A spokesperson for ABC said they're aware of the landscaping issues raised concerning the development at Nightingale View and are currently investigating them to determine if any planning breaches have occurred.
So finally, what have developers had to say about the problems?
So Nightingale View was built by Bovis, part of the Vistry Group, which has made national headlines recently after facing several financial challenges, including slow sales and a share price slump. But the developer insists it's working on a plan to get the 80-home estate up to scratch, footing the bill for all required fixes. They say their focus now is to bring the development up to the intended standard, recognising that some residents are disappointed with the landscaping and that it's not met their expectations. Vistry say they'll fund all necessary remediation, including replacing any dead or missing trees and resolving wider landscaping issues. And again, a spokesperson for Vistry confirmed residents will not be asked to cover these costs.
Louis, thank you ever so much.
Kent Online News.
Other top stories today, and a driver who reached speeds of more than 100 miles per hour in heavy rain before causing the deaths of two women on the M20 has been jailed. The victims have been standing on the hard shoulder of the coastbound carriageway in October 2022 after another vehicle had aquaplaned. They were hit by Bilal Tahir's BMW.
What's your first name, please?
Bilal.
Bilal?
Bilal, yeah.
Do you have your phone, Bilal?
Yes, I do.
Can I have that?
Shock.
Of course. People. Of course.
And people are telling me that they were outside, so I'm thinking how...
And what vehicle were you driving? On the right? Okay. Is that BMW? Okay. Was there anyone travelling with you today?
The 29-year-old from South Gypsy Road in Welling has been locked up for 15 years. A Northfleet man who made threats and sent abusive messages to his former partner has avoided going to jail. A court heard Daniel Hill contacted his ex on Instagram 6 years after they'd broken up. The 21-year-old from Tooley Street has been given a 12-week suspended sentence and a 5-year restraining order. Following the collapse of a Kent fashion retailer, administrators say they're still investigating the company's his finances. Thousands of customers were left out of pocket when Canterbury-based Huh Limited collapsed in November last year. A report says company computers and accounting software has been reviewed, along with bank and credit card statements. Now, a new group's been set up to provide support for thousands of unpaid carers in Kent. The County Council say they want to bring people from different backgrounds together and give them a voice. Drop-in sessions are being held at libraries in Ashford and Dartford to provide advice. We've been hearing about some of the challenges carers face as we mark a National Awareness Week. Lucy's been chatting to Naresh Kantnoria, who's the service manager for Carers First in Medway.
Each year there is always a theme, and this year it's all around building carer-friendly communities. So the idea is to actually raise the profile of unpaid carers and actually getting all organisations and service providers, voluntary organisations and community groups to start having the conversation in trying to identify carers, support carers, and just put on some fun activities and just raising the awareness throughout the communities, really.
How important is it to have this awareness week, you know, for people who are carers, but also people who might not realise that they're carers and that there is support out there?
Yeah, I think that's really important, because I think people don't realise that they're actually a carer. And also sometimes people don't want to recognise themselves as a carer, because I think they feel they do this anyway, because obviously they're looking after their loved ones. They feel it's part of their role. You know, they're my husband, they're my child, or a friend or a neighbour. And I think it's really, really important. We know that there's something like over 25,000 unpaid carers that are not recognised in Medway. With Carers First, we work with roughly around 5,000 in Medway, so we are no way reaching all the carers that need our support. We know that carer support is worth something like $184 billion a year, which is the equivalent of a second NHS, and we just want the government to provide that support. We know they've already raised the carers allowance now this year, and also carers now do have rights in the workplace as well, in order to take leave to support their loved ones with appointments. So it's just raising that profile across the communities and with all service providers, whether it's businesses, voluntary organisations, and including schools and universities as well.
Young carers are also being celebrated for the work they do looking after loved ones. Support advisor Charlotte Backshell has been telling Lucy about some of the challenges they face.
Most definitely, probably top of the list is education. We have a lot that are home educated, but for the ones that are in school, their attendance is quite low. So they have a lot going on outside of school. So they don't get the same outcomes with regards to exams and things like that if they've got a really low attendance. So that's a big challenge. Another challenge is obviously managing. So you're trying to have a social life, friendships, maybe hobbies, but then you've got additional responsibilities on top of everything else. So their time is very precious, and they might miss out on their own opportunities and things that they want to do.
What are some of the kind of common situations where a young person might end up being a young carer?
There are many, to be honest. They may even be born into the situation, so they don't know any different. So they're the ones that we really need to make sure that we're aware of, and that they are aware they're a young carer, because they're not aware of support as well.
Yeah, I imagine that's quite difficult if it's sort of just the life they're used to. They might not realise that their life is different to other young children.
And another big one is helping somebody with emotional support. So they might not see that as a physical caring role. A lot with siblings with additional needs as well, they don't realise quite a lot of their day is helping support that person emotionally. It's actually been released in the new Ofsted guidelines that young carers are recognised in school. So it is part of what Ofsted go in and look for. All the schools are aware, because this year we've had a massive increase of schools contacting us direct. We've been going in, giving presentations and how to recognise young carers, because any member of staff or any person could put a young carer forward. So I had a caretaker once that approached me and said, I believe this young person's a young carer. And I said, oh, how has that come about? And she said both her parents arrived in wheelchairs for their parents' evening. So just from that little, that was the caretaker that ended up referring that young person. So we can all look out for young carers in the community.
Events are being held across the county this week, including a youth marketplace at the Pentagon Centre in Chatham.
Kent Online reports.
More than 1,000 fines have been issued to drivers caught going too fast over the Sheppey crossing after a fault with a camera was fixed. Police started to send out penalty notices in December, more than 2 years after the speed limit was actually reduced from 70 to 50 miles per hour. In 8 weeks, 1,037 fines were given to drivers, the equivalent of around 19 per day. Anyone caught breaking the limit has been told to pay £100. The wife of a convicted murderer from Kent has insisted she still believes he's innocent. Andrew Griggs was jailed for killing his first wife, Debbie, 20 years after she disappeared while pregnant in Deal in 1999. In a new documentary on Sky Crime, his partner, Deborah, describes him as a true gentleman and a devoted father. There are calls for something to be done to stop people having campfires on a Kent beach after nearby shrubs were set alight. People living near the coast at Walmer say it's destroying vital habitats. The council say they're aware of a fire there and are investigating. Now, a new £15 million healthy living facility has officially opened within a shopping centre in Chatham. It brings GP practices and community health services together under one roof. The centre within the Pentagon is named after Medway's Director of Public Health, James Williams, who died in 2024. It's run by Medway Community Healthcare and has been funded by the council and NHS. Well, let's hear first from Adam Doyle, who's the boss of the Kent and Medway Integrated Care Board.
Often our patients tell us what we really need to have access to is what happens next. I've seen my doctor, I now need to see my physio, and this provides a one-stop area for all those needs to be made.
Peter Mears is a physiotherapist who works there.
It's on a main bus route. It's easy for people to get to. It's local to the people that we need to serve. So I think accessible is important, but I think that it's so exciting to be able to offer a high-spec facility to the people of Medway when that's not always been what we've experienced.
Councillor Theresa Murray is deputy leader of the council, who also oversees public health and social care.
40% of all falls that happen here. So having a facility like this with all of the practitioners and all of the experts working together, we can get to the bottom of that. We can think about why that is and what each one of us as partners can do to change it and make it better.
Kent Online reports.
There are plans to turn a former gym and boxing club in Dover into flats. Developers have submitted an application to renovate the ground floor of Ladywell Annex into six apartments. The Grade 2 listed building originally formed part of South Kent College and is near the recently renovated Maison Dieu. Elsewhere, work started on a controversial new McDonald's in the town. It's being built at the corner of Woolcomber Street and Town Wall Street on the edge of the Dover Castle conservation area. Bosses say it'll create up to 120 jobs. A preschool in North Kent that's run by a charity is celebrating its 50th anniversary. The Owl Preschool in Northfleet was first set up as a playgroup by the headteachers of Shears Green Junior and Infant School. It was donated a building in 1991 and actually featured on a DIY TV show as it was renovated. Bosses are planning a party later this month. And finally, a Kent town has welcomed its first ever Pokemon shop. Country Cards in Snodland has been launched by two electricians who bonded over their love of Pokemon cards and country music. Reporter Ellie Hodgson has been chatting to Keith Blackman and Matt Gibbons.
I look at it as a hobby still.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just look at it as a hobby. Obviously, it's a business. It needs to be run. Obviously, bills to pay, staff to pay. But for us, I don't look at it as work or a business.
We still wake up, don't we?
Yeah, and it's just we get to get up and do what we love every day.
Where did the idea to actually open the shop start, though?
On the antiques that we started putting in, like little Korean packs, Japanese packs, and it just built from there. People coming up to us, messages on social media saying, oh, can you get this, can you get that? Obviously, we couldn't put all the big stuff in there, hence why we've now expanded to a shop. But yeah, it just went from like 0 to 100 in a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Which was great. But obviously that demand is still there for what you see around us now.
Somewhere people can come and just chill as well and do their binders in, for Pokemon. Try and get keep as much stock as we can, all the sets for people. Mm. And yeah, just somewhere calm for them to come and do their hobby.
It's opened on the high street.
Kent Online Sports.
Cricket, and Kent have been beaten by Sussex Sharks in the T20 Blast. They only managed a score of 133 after batting first at Hove. Sussex reached the target with 16 balls remaining. The Spitfires are now fourth in the South Group table. And former England footballer Joe Cole has made a surprise appearance at a pub in Margate. He turned up at the Lord Byron to watch Saturday's World Cup warm-up game with fans after bosses won a Samson competition. England beat New Zealand 1-0. Thanks to a goal by Harry Kane. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget you can follow us on socials. Plus, you can get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to kentonline.co.uk. And whilst you're on the site, you can also subscribe to Kent Online Premium. That gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.